He won't be here to do family school, so we'll forgo that today, but don't get used to it. Save the date, January 27th, Gospel Light Bible Baptist Church 2024 Ladies Conference. See the back table if you're interested in that. John chapter 11 this morning as we continue our study in John. John chapter 11, I'll read verses 16 to 28 and then I'll pray. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. We know that's Lazarus. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard, here goes Martha, right? As soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. She didn't even say hello first. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. So see, she's just like the rest of us, you know, running out. If you'd have been there, he wouldn't have died. Well, I'll put that in the negative column. But I know whatever you ask God, he'll give it to you. So we'll put that in the faith positive column. Let's read on. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Now, after just saying, I know whatever you ask God to do, he'll give it to you. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. So we're going to put that in the negative column. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the Master cometh and calleth for thee. Well, I don't see that in the text. But maybe he said, go get Mary. But old Martha, huh? Did I pray? Let's pray. Father, thank you again. Pray you'd bless your word to our hearts this morning. Lord, just help us not to be distracted, but to focus in on you this morning with this message. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection. Now, a resurrection, the definition is the body of an individual rising up. That's pretty profound for a man to say, I am the body of an individual rising up. But when you consider the other things Jesus Christ credited himself with, other profound statements like when he said, I'm the door, I'm the bread, I'm the light, I'm the vine, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and that he was the life, it's not so profound for him one more I am to say, I am the resurrection. And when you consider that Jesus Christ conquered death and hell and the grave by a resurrection, it's not far-fetched of a statement at all. But I'm glad he didn't stop with what he was in the text. Look at the second half of the verse, 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. That's the I am. I like the next two words. Say it with me. He that. That's where we get in. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. He that, what? Believeth. In who? In him. Now, we've been hearing a lot about being in Christ lately, which is what happens when a sinner gets saved. Immersed
into his body, into his death, into his burial, and into his resurrection. So if I have been spiritually placed into him, the fact that he has been resurrected is a promise that, seeing I'm in him, I will be resurrected one day as well. John chapter 6.
I'm coughing as much as you guys are. Chapter 6. Okay, if you got one that you're holding in, let it out now. All right. Good, good. My mother-in-law is not here and she doesn't have live stream, and she, it drives me crazy. She adds voice to her cough. We love her. And sometimes I find myself doing it and I get convicted, because it does seem, if you're trying to get it out, that it does help a little. Why am I talking about that? Verse 40. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son, watch it, and believeth in him may have everlasting life. And I love this, and I will raise him up at the last day. You believe in him? Hello? Do you believe in him? Okay. Josh Allen just scored a touchdown. Do you believe in him? Oh my God. That came out wrong. That was meant to be. You'd be yeah for him, but you won't yeah for the resurrection. Come on. Not only if I believe will I one day be resurrected. And I wear this verse out because it's one of my favorites. But part of me has already been. Ephesians chapter 2. You'll never be secure in your salvation until you get this passage. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. I don't mean that you're not saved. I mean you don't have the assurance. But God, who is rich in mercy, chapter 2, verse 4, Ephesians, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened, made alive, us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and hath, that's a past tense, raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Part of me and part of you, if you're saved, has already been raised up. May 17th, 1986, I was raised to newness of life, and I was dead in trespasses and sin, but I was placed in Christ, and I was raised to newness of life, and part of me that was raised kept on going right into another world. And now I'm seated up there. Part of me is seated. That's a wild book. You know, if you put the video game down for 5 minutes and see what this book has for you, it's incredible. But it's real. Part of us is already there. That's why we are not to set our affection on things below, but we're to set our affection on things above. Our kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is where the important part of me is. I'm looking for a new heaven. I'm not putting my stock in Donald Trump. I'm putting my hope in the last Trump. And we're going to talk about that today. Don't get me wrong. I believe in doing your part politically. I wish it was the days of June and Ward Cleaver again. But I don't think it's going to be. And if you're a kingdom builder and you think that we're just going to leaven the world with the gospel and it's just going to get so righteous that it's just going to usher in Christ, is going to say, I can't resist. I can't stay up here anymore. I have to go down there. They dumped that doctrine after about World War II. I suppose it must grieve the Lord that he is in us, and that part of us is seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and we are so consumed with the temporary body.
in a temporary world, in the temporary clothes, in the temporary beauty, in the temporary possessions. And Lord, deliver me from being consumed with the temporary. You want to change your life, put the scroller down for 5 minutes, pick up a book. Now, some of you might not even know what that is anymore. And get the book by K.C. Yohanan, Living in the Light of Eternity. And if you've read it already, read it again. It will change your life. What are you living for? I'm already raised up, and this part is waiting to catch up with what's been raised up. So not only, and here's another truth this morning, not only will the saved be resurrected, will the saved be raised up, unless Jesus Christ was a liar, everyone one day, dead and alive, is going to be resurrected. And for some, that's going to be a great day. And for others, that's going to be the beginning of a day, of the worst day that's going to last for all eternity. Take your Bibles, turn to Daniel chapter 12. We're talking about the resurrection this morning. If you can find the big book of Ezekiel, you can find the next book is Daniel. Chapter 12, Old Testament. Verse 1. He's looking forward now, past the church age. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble. There's your tribulation, such as never was since there was a nation, even to the same time. So obviously, that wasn't the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD. This is going to be the worst that ever happened. At that time, thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Some dead will be woken up to go up and stay up, and some will be raised up to be judged according to their works. That's Revelation chapter 21, and go straight back down into the lake of fire called the second death. Jesus confirmed it, John chapter 5. I hope you're saved this morning. Everybody's going up for a little while. John chapter 5, verse 28. Let's go to 27. And hath given him authority to execute judgment also because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good, we'll clarify that, unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Well, what is that doing good? Go to verse 39, same chapter. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. They are they which testify of me, and ye will not come to me, watch it, that ye might have life. It says they that do good will be raised to the resurrection of life. Well, if we know that another passage says there is none that doeth good, how do we reconcile it? I got to get in the good one. So that when God at the judgment looks down, he doesn't see me, he sees Jesus Christ, his Son. Now, there's seven resurrections in the Bible, not for today. But once again, listen, proper interpretation of the Bible always boils down to rightly dividing the word of truth. If you mix up the Old Testament with the New Testament, your doctrine's going to be messed up. And that's why there is such a war
against the Bible that most of you hold in your hands to change 2 Timothy 2:15 that gives two hard hits to study and to rightly divide. You know my mental capacity. It's quarter tank to eighth of a tank. Low. Went to the public school. I am not a grammar scholar or English major or anything like that. But to say study, to show thyself approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth. You hear that? Study, rightly divide. Do your best to rightly handle the word of God. I'm not smart, but that is not the same thing. Somebody doesn't want you to study. Rightly handle? What does that mean? Wash your hands before you read the Bible? I'm going to stick with this book right here. One of those resurrections out of the seven is for the saved at the end of the church age. That's the time we're living in. Affectionately, we call the rapture. Now, the folks that don't rightly divide and that just believe in one general resurrection, they'll say, well, the word rapture is not in the Bible, nor is the word Trinity. But we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe you're calling out, maybe a gathering, or maybe the title of today's message, The Change. The Change, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. This resurrection, there's going to be a big change. Verse 49. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, I'm assuming that's Adam, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that's important, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption, because that's what your flesh and blood is, inherit incorruption. So something's got to happen. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be, say it, changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal, that's the dying part, must put on immortality, that's not the dying part. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to death, to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. And with that thought, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ. And it's and the conclusion is, therefore, my beloved brethren, regardless of what's going on in the White House, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Why? We're going to be changed. And this change comes in two parts. We saw those which sleep in Jesus, the believers that have already died, the Grandma Lillians and the Dave Hanses and others that have gone, Henry Christian and Ken Parfit, and you could add to the list. Those bodies are waiting. They're sleeping. Now I want you to take John chapter 11, verse 25, and Lazarus shows us a picture of that, because it's the dead are going to raise up. They would sleep in Jesus, and then the living are going to raise up. And there's a picture of it here. Watch. Verse 25, John 11, where we started. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, like Lazarus is in the text, yet shall he live. Now watch the other guy. And whosoever liveth, he didn't die, and believeth in me, shall never die. Believest thou this? So that's the two parts. Some died before the rapture. Their bodies will catch up with their souls, because the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, 2 Corinthians 5:8. Lazarus in Luke 16, the Bible says the angels carried him. They didn't carry his body, they carried his soul. The rich man was buried. They buried his body in the ground, but brother, that Bible